Field bindweed is among the most troublesome weeds in production agriculture. It possesses an extensive root network. In fact, vertical roots are reported to reach depths of 10 to 20 feet or more, although the majority of the underground biomass is in the top 1 to 2 feet of soil. Individual field bindweed plants produce multiple creeping vines that can grow up to 6 feet in length. And bindweed infestations can produce between 20,000 and 20 million seeds per acre. Field bindweed can only be managed by herbicides, and eradication of that weed from a field is very difficult, if at all possible. There's been continued research in managing the weed, and there has been a study that field bindweed does not tolerate water stress. Idalia Navarro is an undergraduate at California State University, Fresno, who presented her research at the recent California Weed Science Society meeting in Sacramento. Idalia, thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Oh, it's been nice being with you.
So, Idalia, what was your goal in the research?
Our goal was to determine the germination of the seeds of field bindweed to determine the effects of water stress and salt stress.
Well, field bindweed is one of the worst weeds we've had in California by far. So we need all the research we can about
this.
That's
what everybody's telling me. I'm so glad I chose that one.
We need people like you to do that. So what did you find out?
Well, we found out that it can tolerate as much salt as possible, which is no good, but it's not tolerant to water stress.
Too much water or too little water?
Too little water. It will die if it doesn't have water. So it's good news.
Yeah, but the shoots from the underground bindweed and the seeds will sprout again, won't they?
They will if they have water. Like our experiment showed, if we have salt, but if there's water, they will germinate.
So how do we keep a field from getting irrigated? I mean, we can do that, but you're going to have those winter rain. So are we going to cover up the field with tarps?
You know what? That's one of my first questions I was asked today. And that's, I guess, we're going to have to do more studies on this. Because so far what we study was the germination. If, you know, it will germinate in these situations. And it did germinate, but, you know, under water stress, it didn't. So the next step will have to be, how do we do that? How do we manage crop? You know, you have it next to a tomato. How are we going to manage to stress a tomato to kill the bindweed?
Yeah, I can just see managing it during a fallow season, you know, but you can't. But as soon as you put water on the tomato, the bindweed is going to grow.
Exactly.
So where do we hope to go with this?
Oh, I do hope to go more in details to find ways how to manage this bindweed, how to stop it from growing and find ways. We do need to find ways, and I guess that's my next goal.
So if we had a field that was infested with bindweed, could we theoretically put it in a super drought condition? It'd be so suppressed it wouldn't grow?
It wouldn't grow.
We know that. That's interesting.
Yes, that is very interesting, and we're so glad about that.
Well, Idalia, you did find that field bindweed does grow in water with high salts.
That's the thing. That's amazing. Bindweed will grow, and we're having more problems with salt soils.
You're an undergrad. What do you hope to do?
Oh, that's a good question. So far, I'm looking into different fields. Weeds is one of the main ones.
Good.
But there's also soils and water, the problem we have with water. So I would love to work with that, too.
Well, Idalia, good luck to you on this. Thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.